When a company sends marketing materials straight to the customer, it's a form of advertising called direct marketing. Most businesses engage in one or more types of direct marketing, and it is one of the most effective methods of marketing. In this lesson, we'll look at the types of direct marketing that are available to businesses today, how they work, and their benefits. There are many types of direct marketing from which businesses can choose. You're probably familiar with several of them, and you might even appreciate them and look forward to receiving the messages from the businesses. A restaurant, for example, may offer discounts via cell phone texts. All you need to do is provide your cell phone number, and the restaurant will send you coupon codes. This is a type of direct marketing. You might also receive mail, often referred to as junk mail, from random businesses that want your business. For example, many people receive credit card offers in the mail. Some small businesses will even leave a flyer at your door, and in some neighborhoods, some landscaping businesses place sample rocks in small bags at various homes to advertise their businesses. An online pet supply company may send out catalogs and flyers to their current customer list, as well as to new potential customers. This is another type of direct marketing. Yet another type is the cold call, where a business such as a travel company calls a list of phone numbers to tell them about a special it has. If you watch any amount of television, you'll see a commercial. Commercials, short televised videos with a marketing message, can reach a huge audience at once, unlike all the other types we've mentioned so far that only reach one potential customer at a time. Another type of direct marketing that you might see when driving around is the billboard. These are huge signs next to roadways that display a marketing message from various businesses. You might see a huge picture of a delicious steak and mashed potatoes from a nearby restaurant, or you might see a company's message about how much it cares about your health and why you should choose the business because of that. Direct marketing begins when a company researches what kind of people are its customers and where its customers can be found. Each business then builds its own database filled with people's names, possibly addresses, phone numbers, and maybe email addresses as well. Then, the business decides what type of direct marketing to give to its list of people. If most of its customers watch television in the early afternoon, then a television commercial in the early afternoon would be a good choice. If the people in the list live in a certain neighborhood, then perhaps sending the whole neighborhood marketing letters through the mail might be a good choice. Once the business has decided what type of direct marketing to use, then the company will prepare a message that will attract more potential customers. Once this business prepares this message, it then sends the message out via the direct marketing type chosen. The chosen message will have a call to action, a message that invites potential customers to do something, like purchase an item or visit the store. Most businesses rely on direct marketing to survive because one of the biggest benefits is that it gets the message straight to potential customers. Another benefit is that the businesses control who see the marketing message. It's important for businesses with limited budgets to reach their intended audiences and not waste money on sending their messages to people who won't become customers. For example, a company that sells surfing supplies would be wasting its money if it advertised to people with a fear of water. Direct marketing is also one of the most cost-effective forms of marketing since it allows businesses to target only those who would likely purchase the product. Another benefit is that businesses are able to build relationships with customers through direct marketing. When customers appreciate the message, they will want to hear these messages again later. Another benefit of direct marketing is that when people respond to direct marketing campaigns, businesses can collect this data and analyze it to see how effective the campaign was. This can help businesses build more effective future campaigns. Finally, businesses can benefit from direct marketing since it helps them test out a new product or a new market. This will let businesses know whether they should proceed or try something else. Let's review what we've learned. Direct marketing is when a company sends marketing materials straight to the customer. The types of direct marketing that businesses can engage in include sending text messages to cell phones, making sales phone calls, sending a marketing message through the mail, sending out catalogs and flyers, producing a commercial, and putting up a billboard message. A business can engage in direct marketing by creating a potential customer list that includes names, addresses, and contact information, such as phone numbers and email addresses, deciding on the best type of direct marketing that will reach its potential customer list, creating a message that will appeal to its potential customers and ask its potential customers to do something, such as purchase an item or visit the store, and sending out the message via the type of direct marketing chosen. Some benefits of direct marketing are that the business can reach its potential customers directly, has control over who sees its message, saves money, can target only those people the business thinks will purchase its product, can build relationships with customers, can build more effective future campaigns, and can test out a new product or a new market.